All right, welcome back to the Nothing Podcast, where we talk about nothing and everything. Joe, how was your week?
Busy. I have four kids.
Right.
Sorry, three kids.
But one on the way. You still count that one?
On the way. 3.2 kids.
There you go. I have zero, so you're covering it off.
I got to pull our average up of the world.
That's right. Good work. Proud of you.
Let's get into it.
All right, let's do it.
I got one for you right off the top. What happened to the Habs this year?
So I'll tell you what happened with the Habs this year. The Habs decided to let Andrei Markov go. They also let go of a few other defensemen and then didn't replace them and said, you know what? Jordy Benn can play second line defense minutes, 20 minutes a game. Let's not, or Joe Morrow or something like that. And then they're like, I think there's something wrong with Carey Price. No, he can't stop every breakaway we give them. That's what happened to the Habs this year.
Are you sad that they traded Sergachev away for Drouin? Did that work out for you?
It didn't work out for them this year, but I'm still pretty happy about it. Like, I still like Drouin. I think he's going to be a good winger when they decide to say, you know what, buddy? Go to the wing. You're better there. Same thing like I touched on last week with William Nylander. He's going to be a winger.
That's why. I agree. No, both of them definitely belong on the wing. But I don't think that's the only problem with the Habs.
No.
And let's not forget Weber getting hurt. That doesn't help them at all.
No. When you lose your number one defenseman, you're pretty much screwed.
How about up front? Let's talk about the underachievers. Galchenyuk, Drouin. These guys can't seem to score.
It's not just those guys. It's Pacioretty isn't scoring. Nobody's scoring. And I think it comes down to them just not understanding what kind of system that Julian wants them to play. And that's really what it comes down to, is they understand it, but they can't do it properly. And they're trying to figure it out. And Julian's system, the center has a lot of responsibility defensively and offensively. So when you don't have a good center, you don't have a good offense in his scheme.
You're so thin on the center in Montreal, and you got Julian coming in, playing this defensive system that relies on center. Like, you look at Boston, where he came from. Look at Bergeron. He had Bergeron.
Yeah.
He is the number one underrated player in the league for me.
Agreed.
That guy's a stud.
And they also had David Krejci, too. And David Krejci came out of nowhere to be the number two center there. And because he can just fit that system.
Right. So then now Julian goes to Montreal and says, all right, let's institute that same thing that gave us all that success in Boston. And what happens?
Blah. Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. That's. I already know that the Habs, they blew it up, or they blew chunks this season. But the Ottawa Senators, they're perplexing. Like, I just don't understand how they can go from almost being in the cup final to having the exact same team the next year and then not being able to win. I just don't get it.
Well, you got two things there. You got one, Anderson not playing the same way. He doesn't look the same to me. I don't know. I don't want to call it inspired because of the bad things happening at home for him. So that's kind of silly to say. But he's not playing the same. And number two, they had the shooting percentage much higher last year than normal, right?
Right.
Their goal scoring was a little higher than expected. So the kind of perfect storm led them to almost a cup finals. This year, they're back to their normal numbers, and it shows. And then the whole Kyle Turris, Matt Duchene thing.
They're kind of, Ottawa Senators were kind of not playing good hockey before they made that trade.
I agree. it wasn't because of the trade that they started playing bad. They were bad before.
And I think it comes down to one guy, Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson is not the same player he was last year with a foot and a half. He has two good feet now. And he's just, I think he's playing cautious is what I think he's doing.
I don't know. I've watched him play for years, and he's really good in the back end generating offense. But every time I see him, there's always some kind of suspect defensive play. And he's kind of like a Gardner to me, but obviously much
better,
bigger upside on the defense, on the offensive side. Yeah, overall better.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
but if I had a choice to say between him and name some other elite defensemen, I'd probably take the other ones.
You think so?
I think I would.
All right, let's.
I'm not dissing Carlson. He's really good.
Like, I think that there's one or two that I would take. I would take Victor Hedman over him. But
again, much better defensive upside.
Right.
Keep going.
But would you take Shea Weber over him?
If you asked me this 2 years ago, yes. I don't know. He's starting to decline a bit here.
How about Drew Doughty?
Probably.
PK Subban?
That's an iffy. He's got the same style game. It's the high risk, you know, high reward kind of game.
Yep.
So, I don't know. That's a toss.
That's where you're gonna draw your line. At PK Subban.
That's right.
All right. That's exactly where the Habs did. So, anyways, I think that the Ottawa Senators are gonna and already have started to blow it up. I think Erik Karlsson is gonna be in someone else's locker room. That's what he's gonna be by the draft. I think so.
I probably agree with you. I think they just couldn't get a deal because it's a big trade to be able to get Karlsson.
Yeah, I agree.
So they just didn't have enough time.
Yeah,
by the deadline.
And it's the same thing with Pacioretty. I think he's gone too. But I think that they're gonna skew younger and try to win with the younger players.
That's the general trend.
Yep, exactly.
Like it's Toronto's like Chicago 2.0.
Exactly.
I would throw Edmonton in that mix, but they're not.
Well, speaking about younger players, I just got done watching the Raptors game, and their bench of younger players hit it off again.
I'm actually really impressed with Siakam and Poeltl. They are fun to watch.
Yeah. And they're fun guys, too. I think they're roommates.
Yeah, they're fun. Have you seen the commercial?
Yeah.
The Google commercial? Watching Gilmore Girls? I love it.
I don't want to be like expecting them to win all the time, but I'm getting that point. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that, to them winning all the time. But you know how like Detroit Red Wings won forever. The Atlanta Braves won forever, championship after championship, just like of their division, right? And I just don't want to be complacent and being and kind of numb to them winning, because the playoffs are going to come and it's going to get harder.
So you mentioned the playoffs. So here's the big million-dollar question, as it was the last few years: are they for real this year? Are they going to just fold again in the playoffs? Or are they going to actually contend for the East title there?
I think that they're going to contend, but I think the only way that they're going to contend is if they play the bench. Just listening to the commentators from the States who really don't know a lot about the Raptors because they probably don't see them very often, they think that, you know, they're going to have to shorten their bench and blah, 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 blah. But Dwayne Casey has said multiple times on radio, on TV, that when the playoffs come, he's going to stick to what's winning.
I hope so.
Me too.
I hate it when they switch formulas for the playoffs because they think they can squeeze a little more out of their starters or whatever, and it just ends up tiring them, put too much pressure on them, and then you get this advantage if you have a strong bench. And if you don't use it, it's just a waste.
Well, usually the reason why they do that is because the other team plays, you know, their starters for 45 minutes a game. But throughout the year, the bench of Toronto has played against starters and played well. So they have no reason to shorten their bench.
Right. And if you can get some good minutes out of the bench against their starters, and every series goes to game 7, your starters are a little fresher.
Exactly.
Then you can squeeze. You can shorten that bench a little bit for game 7.
That's exactly what it's going to come down to. I think that they're going to, depending who they play in the first round, but I think if they play Miami, they'll have a little bit of a hard time, but I think they'll get through them.
I only see two teams that would be an obstacle for them.
Which two?
Boston and Cleveland.
You think so?
I mean, Cleveland doesn't look good right now, but it's LeBron.
Of course. Well, right now, if the playoffs were going to start right now, it would be Miami or Milwaukee.
Yeah. Not. I'm already looking past the first round. I'm looking.
I'm not looking past the first round. I think they're still going to win, I just don't think they're going to win in a landslide. And that's what I'm talking about, being numb to them winning by 20 points. I just expect them to win now. I'm like, when they don't win, I'm like, you guys lost a game?
I don't watch it as much as I used to, but every highlight I see is always Raptors win. Raptors win. What's the record? 47?
They're 46 and 17.
46 and 17.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I don't want them to be the Atlanta Hawks of a few years ago who finished well above everyone and then get bounced by Cleveland in the second round.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Raps. Go Raps, go.
Me too.
Let's switch gears. We've talked about a lot of sports. This is supposed to be about everything, not just sports. I just wanted to talk about that. The SpaceX Falcon Heavy test flight. Did you see that live?
I didn't see it live. I did see a lot of reaction. I saw a lot of videos. I saw everything on it.
I had to pick up kids from school, and I was trying to rush them home to catch it live. But we ran out of time. So we watched it in the car on my phone.
Of course live. You did. Of course you did.
And yeah, well, I'm a big nerd. But the kids, they were amazed by it.
Really?
The whole launch thing. Yeah. But the thing that got me, as it did with the entire internet, was that the dual rocket landing.
Right.
Did you see that video?
I saw that video.
That was insane. To understand the tech to go into that, right, to make that landing happen. So we have SpaceX being able to land two rockets simultaneously after a launch. But Apple can't get two timers on Siri. it kills me.
Or they can't put a fingerprint scanner under the screen.
That I don't care about.
I do.
Face ID is absolutely amazing.
Sure.
You kind of forget about authentication, passwords, and all that. But, I mean, that's why it asks you every once in a while, because you will forget, because it's that good. But anyways.
Sure.
I don't want to get into there. That's another war for another day.
Yeah, we'll put that on the list somewhere.
Put that on the list.
Yeah.
But the SpaceX as a company, just absolutely crazy.
Here's the one thing that bothers me about it, and has absolutely nothing about SpaceX. It has everything to do with this one picture that I saw. My buddy posts it on Facebook, and you don't realize how stupid your friends are until they do something like this. But he puts the picture of, I'm sure you've seen it, of the Tesla and the spaceman suit and all this other stuff looking down at the Earth, right?
Yeah.
And his comment was, where are the continents?
Well, is he implying this was fake?
He's implying that it's the other side of the Earth because he's a flat earther.
At the other side, as in if you look at Earth as a piece of paper?
That's right. Yeah.
That's on the underside where all the, I don't know, magma?
Yeah.
Where the core of the Earth would be?
No, where all the water is, apparently. Because it wraps around. It's all water on the other side of the Earth. We live on the flat side on the top. And on the bottom is where the water is. And for a second, I was like, is this guy just messing with everybody? Like, is he just... And legit, I did some digging. And he was having legit arguments over Facebook about flat Earth being a thing.
Did you say this was a friend of yours? It,
like I said, you don't realize how stupid your friends are until they do something stupid.
You need to introduce me to him one day.
I would love
if I ever get that chance.
I would love to watch that.
The footage of the spaceman orbiting the Earth.
Right.
That didn't do it for him?
Apparently not. This picture proves it 100% to him.
Because there's plenty of footage out there of satellites, again, orbiting around the Earth, and you get the full view.
Right.
Chris Hadfield was up there for how long, taking pictures and videos?
My favorite comment to his picture comment, where he says, where are the continents? Another guy said, it's spelt condiments, because there are no condiments in the picture either.
All right.
Anyways.
One day. We'll meet this guy.
We will. Maybe we'll have him on the podcast.
Yes, please.
That'd be fun. I think so.
But I understand you were at a gender reveal party.
Dude, my weekend was great. I had a great weekend except for Saturday. Saturday, I had to go to this gender reveal party. My first, by the way. I've never been to one of these because I didn't think it was a thing until this weekend.
I don't think it ever was a thing for us. I'm old, I guess. Yet. But we never had anything like this.
You are having a baby. Do you know what the gender is?
Yes, and the only reason why we can't tell anybody is because my daughter doesn't want to know.
You should have a gender reveal party.
No, we're not.
They are the worst. Like, I
can't. Wait, do you have to bring gifts or something?
People brought gifts, but there's... So, here we go. I'll set it up. I'll set it up
like
for
just
you.
Like yellow onesies?
Yeah, right?
Neutral things?
So, so I get there, and it started at 3, but I showed up late so they can just get on with the gender reveal and I can eat their food and leave. They're really nice people, really great people. They're really excited to have baby, but the gender reveal didn't go until 6:30, 7 o'clock. What do you do for 3 hours? The people with in a room where you don't know anybody.
Do you like play games like they do at like those baby showers?
No, we sat there. Legit just sat there. And kids came. And everyone had kids. Everyone had their significant others there. And everybody was really excited to looking forward to what the gender reveal was. And I got so bored, I took a video of the actual gender reveal. So what they did, they had a baseball filled with color, like a powder or something, pink powder, and when she hit the baseball with the bat, it exploded and it was pink and ha ha ha, yay, woo, girl.
It's a girl.
Right, great. So I took a video of it, and for the good 20 minutes I made it like, you know, let's go up to the ball game music underneath it and all this other stuff. Anyways, I don't understand what gender reveal parties are about. Just tell people over Facebook. Just say, yo, we're having a girl. And everybody will be excited.
Or not tell anybody at all.
Until the baby comes.
And say, look, we got a new baby girl on her birthday.
And her name is insert girl name here.
Easy. I never understood the gender reveal parties.
I don't.
I thought that was a celebrity thing.
I
like more cash grab for celebrities.
I don't get it, man. And I was bored. And then when I got home, I was like, I was so bored. I just want to go to sleep. It was 9 o'clock when I got home, and I was like, this is just draining.
So drained you couldn't even play video games?
You know what? I probably could have played a video game or two if I would have brought my PSP.
What are you playing these days?
I'm legit playing a PSP.
PSP, not PS Vita, but PSP.
PSP, the old one.
With the little round, the discs, with the little optical disc inside.
Yeah, but what I did is I updated or upgraded my the hard drive in it so it can be bigger
and just hold all the games
and hold all the games.
Switch discs.
Exactly. I don't have to put discs in at all, so I just play whatever game I want.
But there weren't that many to begin with, so you can probably get the entire PSP collection on one disc.
Exactly. This is exactly what I've done. So
they're all also pretty crappy games.
The only game that I care about is, because what I really wanted to do is I like playing the NHL games, but there's no PS Vita NHL game. The only sports game they play on the Vita is FIFA, NFL. That's about it, and I don't like either of those games to play.
For the record, I had a PS Vita. Go ahead and ask me what game I played on it a lot.
FIFA.
Or the only game.
I mean, Joe, what game did you play on it?
Farming Simulator.
Really?
I got hooked. I don't know why.
Did you play Farmville on Facebook?
Not Farmville. The Farming Simulator is way different than Farmville. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Those farm simulators, they have them, they're all over PS4 right now. I was looking at games because I don't play many games anymore. I have a PS4. And I don't know what to play because I just haven't played. I haven't played a launch game since, say, World of Warcraft. What, 11, 12 years, 13, 14 years ago, whatever it was.
I bet your
character. That's the last game I bought at launch. Oh, I got a bunch of characters. I still have the account. I even have a 60-day card here that I bought years ago. I haven't used. Remember, I have 3.2 kids. Time is valuable. So anyways, back to gaming. I have a PS4. And I saw, like, not just one, like 5 different farming simulators now. They have forestry simulators. You could be a firefighter at an airport. It's very specific. It's not just a generic firefighter game. It's you're a firefighter at an airport. They have all these simulations. It is crazy. I would love to try. I'd love to have time to try some of these.
Okay, so tell me what got you hooked on this farm game.
I have no idea how that got started. I must have saw a video and was like, oh, all right, I'll try it. And I think I might have even traded in something for the PS Vita just for that farming simulator game. Because it's on the go. And I played it for every night before bed for I don't know how many weeks or months.
Is this before or after kids?
No, it's after kids. This is not too long ago, like maybe 3 years ago.
She still said, you know what? I still want to have kids with this guy.
I still want another one.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you were playing Farmville beside her or something?
Farming Simulator.
Farming Simulator, whatever. Same thing.
I'm pretty sure she is asleep for all every minute.
So she doesn't know.
I'd wait till she goes to sleep and then I roll over and pull out the PS.
You're a closet farm simulator person.
That's right. So I'm asking this because I'm looking for a game. What system do you play with now other than the PSP? Like, do you have a console?
I have an Xbox 360 and my buddy, he plays Destiny. And he's telling me to get a PlayStation or an Xbox One because is what he has. The thing is, he also has 2 kids. So I don't know where he has the time, but as soon as the kids go to bed, he's downstairs playing video games. And he's been like this since they got married, since they've had kids. This is what he always does to, like, you know, relax, release. And that's cool.
I had to give up something because I play a lot of sports.
Right.
And that there's no way I would be giving that up. So it was the video games that took a hit. I play so little these days. My latest game I've been playing was FIFA on my PS4 here. Not the latest, not FIFA 18, but FIFA 17.
Right.
And it has that career mode, and it's amazing, where you build your character. Did you ever play the Baseball All-Stars on the NES? Baseball Stars, I think it's called?
Yep.
Where you build your character up.
Yep.
And get and earn money and build his character up and improve his skills until he's like, what, the $1 million guy?
Yeah.
Is that what it was, the goal? And then he was like the best. Every swing of the bat, he would be hitting home runs.
Right.
That was amazing. That was NES. So I'm trying to find those career games. So FIFA was...
So
the career mode was amazing. So I'm looking for a golf game right now.
It's like that.
That has that same career mode.
Go to EA Sports. EA Sports has all these games. They all do the same thing nowadays. Like, the one that I'm playing on PSP, it's just like NHL 98 or something stupid. 2008. Something like that. And it does career mode.
As in, like, you're making your own player or you're just following one player?
Both. You can do your own player and you can just follow your player around or and like make him better and do what you're talking about. Or you can do your team and just do, you know, you want to be the Montreal Canadiens and you say you want to trade somebody. You can trade somebody. You have to do revenue sharing and all this other stuff. And it's kind of cool. I kind of like any of those types of games because it's not just you play the games, you score some goals, and you end your season by winning the cup, you know, because you're good at the game now.
I just, the whole idea of building a character from scratch.
Yeah.
Is really appealing to me. And I figured golf is also for sports game, the pace of the game matters. That's why FIFA is so good on the console.
Yeah.
Because soccer in general, the pace is not as crazy as hockey. I love hockey. I play hockey. But the pace of the video game doesn't match real life to me.
Right.
So that's why I'm just not as into it.
The
last NHL game maybe was 93 on the Sega.
Oh.
I think the quintessential NHL game.
That is a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
93, NHL 93 on Sega.
I think it goes Blades of Steel, NHL 93.
I don't know. How about the Nintendo hockey? With the skinny guys, the fat guys, the short guys.
No.
Remember those things?
Blades of Steel was the game.
Well, because it had the fighting.
That's right.
I'm not trying to diss it. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out some of my options out there for you. I love Blades of Steel, too.
But yeah.
And we'll just agree to disagree.
Okay, let's do that.
So my two choices right now are Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour.
Yep.
And the Golf Club 2. They both apparently have career modes where you can build a character from scratch. And you have to, like, go to these dinky tournaments to win, earn money, and build up your skills before you can even join the PGA Tour or something. That's what I'm looking for.
So you're kind of like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a game where I can build it from scratch. Not just jump in and, oh, look, I'm playing Augusta.
Which one was the EA Sports version of it? That's Royal McIlroy?
He took over. It used to be Tiger Woods, but, you know.
Yeah.
He kinda, that guy had problems.
He had a few problems. Few issues.
Few issues.
And we're not talking about his knees, are we?
No.
Or his back?
No.
Something else. It's got to be something. We'll get back to you guys on that. I trust EA Sports. So if you're going to go golf, if you're going to do another sports game, I trust EA Sports with everything. Just because I think that they do sports games so well.
I have played so many different EA Sports games. I'm not going to disagree. But I was hoping to get some opinion from some listeners. Too bad we didn't have thousands of listeners that could write it and say, hey, Joe, play this game. You'll love it. Now that you know what I want. We should probably add something to the website.
All right, well, this is the Nothing Podcast. We're signing out.
Oh, one more plug. The podcast website's up at nothingpodcast.io. Later.